A group of disabled veterans landed on the Kahiltna Glacier Monday to begin their attempt to climb Mount McKinley. The group is part of the Disabled Sports USA's Wounded Warfighter program, which encourages veterans to overcome physical setbacks to participate in sports at all levels. The Denali expedition will be led by Disabled Sports USA's executive director, Kirk Bauer. Bauer lost a leg in 1969 while serving as infantry in Vietnam. He is leading four men who lost limbs fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. Bauer says in recent years, Disabled Sports USA has upped the intensity of offerings for wounded soldiers.
Disabled Sports USA and our participants have been part of tests that show that amputees can expend 100% or more energy doing a similar activity to a person who has all their appendages. And so the first thing that I tell these warriors and that I have to keep in mind for myself is that we actually have to train harder because we have to be in better shape to meet these challenges because of the extra energy expenditures.
The prosthetic legs used by the wounded warriors are advanced using materials like carbon fiber. Some of the components are even computer controlled, so the group will be bringing solar charges to power up the batteries in their artificial limbs. Bauer says all the climbers have their own reason for reaching the top of North America's highest peak, but he says they have one thing in common.
All the warriors want to really show their brothers and sisters who are still in the service, who have been hit recently, who may be injured in the future, giving them a really strong message that they can really do anything despite the fact that they have been literally blown up and lost sometimes two and three limbs in the combat, and that they can get back and be active in a number of different sports. So they're trying to provide that example that will inspire the other wounded warriors to get out of bed and to get back into sports, no matter what the sport is.
The Warfighter Sports McKinley Expedition began on June 11th. The team expects the trip to take 22 days.